Have you ever wondered where writers get their ideas from? Some famous authors say they're inspired by dreams. Others say they eavesdrop on conversations and steal dialogue. Susan Gregg Gilmore writes Southern literature. Today, she's talking to us about her inspiration. If her name sounds familiar, it's probably because her debut novel, Looking for Salvation at the Dairy Queen, was a bestseller and a book club favorite. On August 17th, Gilmore's new novel was released. It's a work of Southern literature, a story about forbidden love, civil rights, and Nashville high society. It's called The Improper Life of Bazilia Grove. The inspiration for it came from a couple of unusual sources. One was something Gilmore saw down in a basement. The other was a guest at a dinner party.
When I moved back to Nashville after 10 years being in L.A., and the very first dinner party I was invited to, the woman sitting across from me, her name was Z. And I said, wow, that's kind of interesting. And she said, well, if you think that's interesting, my name is Bazilia. And I said, that is interesting. And she said, well, if you think that's interesting, I'm fifth generation Bazilia. And I said, wow, that is something. And immediately I knew at that dinner table that I had a story, and it would be about a fifth generation Nashville girl named Bazilia. At the same time, we were looking for a home and ended up buying a house on the exact same street that I'd lived on as a little girl in Nashville. And yet, when I was in the home directly across the street from my own, and we went down in the basement, I don't know why exactly I was so startled to see this, but there were five or six dormitory-style rooms, cinder block walls, no windows, which were intended and used by the staff. And I was so struck that this world that I had lived in, that I had known, yet there was this dirty part of it that, you know, I just wasn't aware of as a young girl. I mean, I knew about division and inequity at some level, but seeing it as an adult and realizing that, you know, I had played upstairs while people down here, you know, were sleeping and living, it just really struck me that there was a story here that I needed to tell, that I had seen.
That experience, those memories, inspired Gilmore to write a novel set during the civil rights movement. The main character, Bazilia, is from a wealthy, white family, but Bazilia feels alienated from her parents. Her mother is a mean-spirited alcoholic. Her father is never home. He's both physically and emotionally distant. As Bazilia grows older and becomes a teenager, she causes a scandal to erupt when she falls in love with a young black man named Samuel.
The reason I introduced romance, particularly between Bazilia and Samuel, because there's really nothing, you know, more emotionally charged than romance. And in that period, nothing more taboo than a black and a white, you know, coming together in some sort of sexual relationship.
One of the major themes of The Improper Life of Bazilia Grove, perhaps even more so than the romance, Southern society or civil rights, is the theme of wealth, how it can both constrain someone and liberate someone. Early in the novel, Bazilia's family's wealth forces her to live by high society's standards, to be prim and proper, but later, that same wealth frees her, because money is what allows Bazilia to go off to college and expand her horizons. It's another part of the novel that the author can compare her own life to.
I think Bazilia, I felt a bit like her. Not that my parents were so extremely affluent, but you know, I could stand up for injustice. I could say that something wasn't right or fair, but then I could go home to a very nice house and not worry about, you know, being allowed in a restaurant or in a bathroom or, you know, shopping or anything. And I didn't have, going to college wasn't a question, and paying for it wasn't a question. And I think it's just an important issue to raise that, you know, we need all people to promote change. But I think when you've had a certain amount of privilege, it's not necessarily, I think to some extent, you know, whether you like it or not, you are insensitive, you know, to the real struggle.
And that's one more theme of this novel, being insensitive or perhaps being disconnected from life. As the story progresses, Basilia's consciousness is raised, but that happens because she studies at college more so than going out and marching or protesting. Even the romance has a kind of long-distance feel. Much of it happens through letters instead of clandestine meetings. So in many ways, it's a story about someone who's struggling to make deep emotional connections. I asked Gilmore if she did that consciously, if she meant to include so much symbolism that shows Basilia's disconnect from the world.
You know, what I think happens when you're writing, you are, you know, when you're in English class, you're always saying, oh, come on, I know that that author did not intend all of that, you know, symbolism. Well, you know, maybe they didn't at the time, but if that's the value system that they hold or the ideals, you know, that they think about, then I think they do find their way into a book somewhat subconsciously or consciously. And yet I think, you know, speaking back to the issue of affluence, I think she was also so bound by that she was not able to completely break free from her status, class, culture, you know, in the end.
Gilmore's first novel, Looking for Salvation at the Dairy Queen, was set in Ringgold, Georgia. This one is set in Nashville. I asked Gilmore, what does it mean to be a Southern writer? Is it simply writing about Tennessee and Georgia, or is Southern literature more than the setting?
It is more than, you know, using a dialect or a double name, or, you know, you have to be very, very careful not to stereotype. And sometimes I'm accused of that, and it's usually by someone who doesn't live in the South. But the South is very much as much a character in my novels, I think, you know, as the people.
Susan Gregg Gilmore's new novel is called The Improper Life of Basilia Grove. It's a summer reading pick from the Southern Independent Booksellers Alliance. If you'd like to meet Gilmore in person, she's having a book signing at the River Gallery on Thursday, August 19th at 5 p.m. More information is online, river-gallery.com. And if you'd like to hear an excerpt of the novel being read by the author, visit our blog. Look for the links at wutc.org. For Around and About, I'm Michael Edward Miller.